these chemtrails are destroying life as we know it. It's ending up in our tap water, and they're not filtering out a lot of these toxins that contaminate us, especially things like the aluminum. Those heavy metals and radioactive elements serve as an antenna that draw in 5G and EMF frequencies. And it's not used for faster Wi-Fi, but the more metals and these contaminants you have in your body, the more that you're going to draw these things in, and they're going to impact you and cause harm.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. I hope you're doing well. Thank you so much for tuning in. That was Dr. Diane Kaiser, and she's back with the truth about what is in our water. And it's pretty much horrifying, but the good news is we can cleanse it out of there, and we can cleanse and detox our bodies, and we can get healthy despite the wide array of weapon systems aligned against us. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's fantastic to have you all back. It's Sean from SGT Report with another in-depth interview with my good friend Diane Kaiser, friends. And today we're going to talk about what's in the water: atrazine, testosterone, pharmaceuticals in general. Yummy. Time to get your bottled water. But wait, 33% of bottled water out there is just tap water. We have so much to talk about today. Diane Kaiser, welcome back. How are you, my dear?
Hey, thanks, Sean, for having me. I have me and a dog here. This is my little guard dog, which is what we're here to teach all of you to be, is your own guard dog.
Yeah, you got to guard your health. What's the dog's name? He's a cutie.
I know. Titan, say hi to everybody. Yeah, he's a cutie. Let me zoom down here. There you go. There's old Titan.
What is he, a dachshund? What kind of dog is that?
Yeah, he is. And he's a protector. So, you know, being that we're out here on 40 acres, we need to have a dog that doesn't mess around, kind of like what your show is all about.
Yeah, no, I like that. We have two dogs, but one is very, very old, Tucker. He's very, very old. He's a golden, and he's at the end of his years. And, you know, that end of life stuff is so hard. That end of life stuff is just so hard, whether it's your pets or your parents. And so many of us are going through that right now with parents. And I want to show you all a clip here in just 1 second that's heartbreaking. Some folks are losing their children because of the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. So Diane, let's start with a little macro news. A piece of good news: Rand Paul is slapping Fauci with a DC criminal referral over perjury allegations because Dr. Fauci's testimony is inconsistent with facts that have since come to light about where this boogeyman virus originated from. We all know Dr. Fauci is a liar. He's got blood on his hands. More on that in just 1 second. Another piece of good news: House Republicans released bank records showing over $20 million in bribes, payments to the Biden family and their associates. Hunter Biden seems to have delivered the goods for the big guy. 10% always going back to the big guy. And what I wanted to show you guys here is another loving father loses a child. This boy's name was Sean, spelled the way I spell my name. And I want you guys to hear this. We have to have empathy and sympathy for this dad because he just didn't know any better. His son got the Pfizer vaccine, and now his son is dead.
Hey, everybody. Since October 2021, I have had the account Answers for Sean. I've been searching for truth and answers for my son, who died 33 days after his first Pfizer vaccine. As some of you may or may not know, I applied to the Vaccine Injury Support Program in Canada. I was denied. They said there is no proof the vaccine killed Sean. In order to appeal, I had to have new medical evidence. Thank God above and all you people who helped me, I do have that medical evidence now. Dr. Ryan Cole from America studied Sean's tissue samples and stained them to look for spike protein in his body where it shouldn't have been. There was quite a large amount found in Sean's adrenal glands. The adrenal glands control your blood pressure. So if Sean's blood pressure dropped, he would have died.
Guys, the video goes on. It gets very sad. All the man has left of his son are photographs and memories. And he lights candles in honor of his son, Sean, 17 years old. The boy's gone now because Pfizer. Because Pfizer and Fauci and the FDA and the CDC and the Biden administration. And I guess Trump's what they call that, Operation Warp Speed. It's just enough to make my blood boil, Diane. How does that make you feel?
Beyond blood boiling. It's why I keep showing up every day, even though sometimes I feel exhausted, angry. And we got to make sure we're directing our anger at the right places and not at each other, because they're weaponizing our anger right now instead of using it for good. So use this. If you're not getting angry about this by now, then you are probably dumbed down by fluoride. And we're going to talk about that, which is in your water today. I see it. I've been seeing it for a long time. I saw all of this happening even before COVID, of course. I've been working with vaccine injured children, teenagers, adults for over 10 years now. And it still baffles me that people who have been taking these jabs and trusting science and trusting Fauci, who does deserve to get hung at the stake. I'm hoping it's not a clone that they take to court and get rid of. And it's actually him, and he's not on some island spared. Because all of that, I'm just praying that justice is served the right way, and you know, God and karma will take care of it. But even before all of this, Sean, even before all of this, we had all different kinds of vaccines, the MMR vaccine. We'll talk about that one day, you know, with your son, and tetanus shots and all the crap in those, the poisons in those that are still in people. It baffles me that people have been vaccine injured. And the first question is not, have you done a detox to get this crap out of your body after it's been put in?
Well, that's right. I have, and so has my wife, with your help, Diane, the Parasite Cleanse. By the way, guys, later on in the broadcast, you will get some special offers here. The Parasite Cleanse, the Warrior Cleanse, Diane's VIP group is available, and Core 4 supplements. We'll talk about all of that in the show, but I want to talk about what's in our water. And it makes me wonder, Diane, is the spike protein in our water? Are people passing it? Are vaxxed people passing it into the water supply? And you know, nothing gets cleaned out of the water and people drink the tap water. 72% of all deaths, guys, by the way, reported to VAERS in the 33 history of VAERS, over 70 vaccines, are from one vaccine. 72% of all deaths in the United States from the COVID-19 vaccine. And the CDC has been lying to all of us. And I think those numbers are low, Diane. Just a fraction of deaths and injuries get reported to VAERS. But Steve Kirsch is right. He's over the target, and he's been telling the truth about the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. And now those of us who are unvaccinated are beginning to worry, Diane. What's in the water, and what are vax people passing to us?
Yeah. Well, I want to share a slide. I have a whole slideshow presented for us today. Because this is important to understand that it's coming from all angles. And what I like to support patients and your followers, your listeners, who I love so much. I love you guys. Thank you for the work that you're doing in the world. Thank you for being awake. It's truly a joy to serve your community, Sean, because these people, they get it. A lot of heart loving, God fearing people. So patriots, thank you guys for the work that you're doing in the world. Do not let the work that Sean's doing here or the talks that I'm doing here die. And stop with you. Keep sharing this stuff. I wanted to share this one slide. I prepared this presentation for Dr. Amerling's group. And so Peter McCullough was one of the ones that was in attendance when I shared this slideshow. Let me go straight to one. I'm going to jump around a little bit. Let me share my screen here. This one here is an image of the toxins that I found in my brother's water. So when you guys are watching this episode, just open up another tab on your computer. Go straight to ewg.org/tapwater. EWG stands for Environmental Working Group.org/tapwater. And then type in your zip code and then click on your water municipality. It's going to bring up a lot of these toxins that are in your tap water. And if you live in New York, the governor is really confident, or was it the mayor, that you should be drinking tap water. It's the most pristine water in the world. If you want to get vaccinated or if you want to get contaminated with testosterone or any kind of other pharmaceuticals that might be very damaging for your body. Because as we can see here on, this is my brother's, like I said, because it was concerning me, this is what my niece and nephew are drinking, and this is not safe. So what you see in the top left is arsenic. We see a lot of heavy metals and other things that are coming out from our urine for people who are taking over-the-counter medications or prescribed medications. And what we don't see a lot of research on, and I haven't seen it yet, Sean, but I'm starting to really nudge filter companies, which I had in my own podcast before this, and they don't have the data. We don't even have the data on, you know, where these things are being passed. You know, same thing for stem cells. Nobody knows the answer to these questions. So we're all kind of playing Russian roulette here. And as we do that, my main objective is that we all just stay as clean as possible, make sure our drainage pathways are open, things are flowing out. We have enough energy to detox, because energy is required for detox and drainage. Like 80% of our energy goes to that. And so the less we have to support that, which is what, you know, our main product BCATP does, it gives you the electricity and the ATP is essentially saying that you have enough mitochondria to give the energy that you need to clear things like these things you're exposed to in our tap water out of the body. 90% of energy is made in cells. So I digress. What you're looking at here, you guys, is contaminants detected that if you click on exceed guidelines, and then there's another, and you could see right there in the kind of in the middle right where you can click on others detected, and that's what you see below. So we see on the others detected, you and I have done an episode with Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org. And you know, he talks about barium, aluminum, and strontium being in the chemtrails. And that's what you can see on the bottom right. And now there's other things that they're using. Of course, we talked about the mold and the fungal spores that they're using to kill a lot of our forests today. And candida fungus shows up in the bodies of people when the body thinks that it's dying. It needs to decompose the body and bring it down to earth. So it's a very depressing topic. If you have fungus in your body, it's because your body thinks it's time to return back to the soil. So these chemtrails are destroying life as we know it. It's ending up in our tap water, and they're not filtering out a lot of these toxins that contaminate us, especially things like the aluminum. Things like these heavy metals and radioactive elements, Sean, we talked about this before. Those heavy metals and radioactive elements serve as an antenna that draw in 5G and EMF frequencies. So we now know, Hope and Tavon, who are good friends of ours and friends of your show that I also am friends with, they are blowing the whistle that the 5G weapon system is already among us. And it's not used for faster Wi-Fi, but the more metals and these contaminants you have in your body, the more that you're going to draw these things in, and they're going to impact you and cause harm. The greatest damage to our body we're seeing is to our mitochondria, especially why we're so tired, is these EMF frequencies. So the more metals, the more toxins you have in, the more these EMFs are going to impact you and drain you of energy. So do you see that, Sean, the testosterone in the bottom left there, or right in the middle, I should say?
Yeah.
So we've got testosterone. We have benzodiazepines, antidepressants, birth control, seizure medications. These things are so small that they are not being properly filtered out of your water supply. And why would that not be the same thing for vaccines, the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, as you say, Sean? And then also radium, those things cause osteoporosis, end up in your bones. They're literally killing you from the inside out. So the bioweapon is killing people quickly, or maybe up to 3 years slowly. But these are the chronic toxins that are also depleting your immune system and your body to fight, your body's ability to fight. And then the last thing I'll say is that you can see other things like the PTFE, PFOAs. Those are the forever chemicals, like the nonstick from DuPont and 3M. Those are forever chemicals that do not break down. We do not even know how long it takes, over 1,000 years. So no wonder why we have now 80% plus of America that is overweight and obese. Do you see those there? PFOS, PFOA, Sean, it's like the bottom column from the top.
Yeah, it's hard to read, but I see it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I know it's hard to read because we've got over at this point, we've got 350,000 toxins, chemicals that end up in our water supply. That's no small feat. So this is just a small fraction of the 350,000 plus that we're working with. So it's very, very important to filter your water properly, you guys, because these things end up in your body. And you know, if you're around somebody who's been spiked or jabbed, or you yourself have, then you're going to be somebody who's going to be more impacted with these toxins that they've been putting into people.
So that's ewg.org/tapwater, guys, if you want to figure out what's in your tap water. And by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, but the EPA is a joke regarding the health of our water, Diane. Less than 9 pollutants are regulated, or I should even say monitored, by the EPA. That's less than 2% of the more than 600 unwanted chemicals, dangerous chemicals and pollutants in our water, correct?
Yeah. And so with that, what you're talking about is there's the entire water industry is in America is regulated by one person. One person.
Who's that?
I don't know who it is, but they had one person that's actually sitting in there that's doing the monitoring of what's in our water supply. And when I found that out years ago, it was another one of those things that just made me angry. I've had many moments as a doctor of being angry, finding out the things that we would never think. Really, one person? I would imagine like a huge board and they're meeting on a regular basis, but they have one person regulating it. And what statistic that you're referring to there, Sean, is that the EPA regulates only 9 pollutants that are generated by chlorine or chloramine treatment. Because what happens is when they treat, air quotes, treat our municipality water, there are more than 600 unwanted chemicals that are created by that interaction when they treat disinfectants and pollutants in the source water. So they're only regulating less than 2% of that. It's the same thing with anything else, Sean, that we have over 3,000 new toxins that are introduced into our supply in America anyway, every single year. And less than 2% of those are actually tested for safety, not even considering how one or two of these two toxins, what happens inside of the body when we're exposed to those and what kind of combustion that causes. So it just gives you an idea of how our entire food and drug supply has not been properly regulated, but yet we keep going to the store and going to restaurants and buying and eating these things that we think are safe. So just know the same industry that's regulating your drugs or not is the same industry that is regulating or not our food supply.
Yeah, and all of these militarized, I would say at this point, not just weaponized, sure, weaponized and militarized alphabet agencies seem aligned against we the people. Look no further than the FCC that wanted to fast track 5G. And in the words of Tom Wheeler, the former FCC chair, to hell with the safety studies. It's just too damned important, he said. Right. We have to fast track it. Billions, tens of billions are on the line. So it's all about profit. It's never about people. It's certainly not about safety. So we're to trust the revolving door at the FDA to tell us the vaccine is safe and effective when we know now it's a bioweapon. And I just heard Del Bigtree give a presentation, and he swore his life's work, Diane, would not be complete until all of those people at the FDA are in prison for their crime of approving the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. So how are we to have a republic by and for the people when all of these agencies of government have been weaponized against us? I mean, we truly live in a banana republic, don't we?
We absolutely do. And I have been for the last 4 years, you know, I have gone through all of these different systems. You know, I talk about health, but I, before this in my 20s, I helped people with their wealth as a financial planner and helping them with estate planning and tax savings and strategies around businesses so that they can retain more of what they made. And back in those days, somebody brought it to my attention. I was probably 25 years old and I just started my business when I was 23 as a financial planner. And they said, do you know that charging taxes is actually illegal? And I went, what? And back then I was a little too nervous or scared to step into my sovereignty. But once I started really going down the rabbit hole and realizing, wow, taxes are a voluntary thing. We don't have to. Just like they made it seem like vaccines were not a voluntary thing, they're doing the same thing with their taxation. So they're completely making the Constitution irrelevant. Like they couldn't even give any flying Fs. It's obvious they're disregarding anything that was created for us in the 1700s. And now here we are fighting for it. But I think that we can still preserve it. It's just that we keep feeding it. You know, we keep feeding it and giving it power. So what I've actually done in the last 3 years is said, you know, enough. I have a PMA, I have a private membership association. I have my own private trust. It's a 508, not a 501c3, which all these churches are now subject to. If you're a 501c3, that's why they had to, in order to get their funding from the government, they had to continue to tell all of their church members to get vaccines so that they could, or the bioweapon, so they can keep their church money coming from the government. But a 508 does not do that. And so they've also done, you know, the UCC process and taken my straw woman out of the system. So there's no longer a clone and they can't tax me or penalize me. These are things I encourage all of you to look into as well. We do, because we do live in a banana republic, and it's just like, we have to create our own parallel society or else we're done, because we're being shown right now over and over again how much they disrespect our sovereignty.
Yeah. Yeah, they're showing us time and time again, they don't care at all about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And I didn't know that you had been a financial planner. We should talk about that in the future on a show. A 508 trust, that's very interesting. I know a lot of folks are now stepping outside of this system. They don't want to participate in their own tyrannical downfall anymore. I think that's great that you figured out a way to do that. I know others have as well. What I do want to ask you, though, if we get back to water here real quick, is where do you get your water from? Because, boy, I hate to just have bad news on these shows, because we talk about the war against humanity. They're spraying the skies with chemtrails. They polluted the food with GMOs. The water is certainly toxic in many ways, in many cases, in many cities, probably in most cities around the nation. So reverse osmosis, Berkey water filters, bottled water. Where do you get your water?
Yes. Okay. So I know a lot of people who are, they check and they go, okay, I have a reverse osmosis, I'm good. But it doesn't filter out all of the same things that distillation does. So distillation is it's like the old school rainwater that used to be really healthy for our bodies that used to end up in our streams. And now, like we've been talking about with Dane and what you guys just saw in our tap water, is the same stuff we're finding in our streams. We're finding atrazine that is changing the sexes of frogs. We talked about that in the last episode. And, you know, even Kennedy's talking about that. And atrazine, I find on you guys, it's almost like every single one of my patients now has atrazine in their bodies. When I test their urinary analysis, several of you listening are my patients and we've tested you and you're like, what? It's off the charts. And so people ask me, well, does that mean I'm going to turn into a woman now if it's a man? And so we need to be conscious that a lot of these old school systems are not as effective at filtering these toxins out. So if you just have a standard RO system or a Brita or a Pure or just a regular fridge filter, they're not doing the job as far as the comparison to what distillation does. So distillation, and Sean, this is something I want you to look into as well, because I know you talk about your arthritis, right? I had a patient that just recently graduated my institute. She had 30 plus symptoms, one of which was arthritis. And after a year of working together, cleaning all this stuff out, addressing the parasites as well, things that came out of her, and then drinking distilled water, she now doesn't have arthritis anymore. The main reason why we have arthritis, or also things like high blood pressure or Lyme, or, you know, very rapid aging, weight gain, body pain, hair falling out, rapid aging, I think I mentioned that too, osteoporosis. These are things that arise when we have high levels of calcium deposits. These are the inorganic minerals that we don't want in the body. And then what happens is our body can't filter them out. So they end up accumulating in your muscles, in your joints, in your bones, and in your fat cells. What that does is slow down your metabolic rate. And this is the inorganic calcium. That's the stuff we want out. That's what distilled water gets out of your system. When these things end up accumulating in your system, they slow down your metabolic rate. And what I see is 80% of patients I test, their metabolic rate is very artificially slowed because it's been slowed down by this artificial calcium that is now depositing in their body. So people have a hard time losing weight and they wonder why. It's not just diet and exercise. So when we start pulling these inorganic minerals out of the body, then the body can adjust itself and it can start detoxing better because the metabolic rate rises. What metabolic rate means is essentially the energy that you have in the body. If you don't have energy, you can't clear these inorganic minerals. So my recommendation, just a slow snippet, a really quick snippet, is everybody should have a distilled water system at their home. And then you add some minerals back. It doesn't deplete the organic materials and the minerals. It depletes the inorganic minerals. And from what we know, which is very limited, and I don't know any studies yet, Sean, the best and most effective way to get these radioactive elements out of the body, like the cesium we've been talking about that is in all vaccines, and also to get a lot of these residue from the bioweapon in the form of spikes, like you had Dr. Anna on, and she showed the blood of the people who haven't gotten the jab. Our best bet is to have things like distilled water to clear a lot of these things out of the body.
Do you recommend a specific system for distilled water?
Yeah, the one that I like is Pure Water, and we can share that with your audience and even get you coupon code because there is a lot of them that don't have proper housing and casing when they're filtering out. So the ones that I recommend to patients, and I'm full of solutions, but this one specifically, it uses a metal. It's using stainless steel to clear these things out in the distillation process, and then it puts it into a glass container. And you're doing that very quickly. And it's like $500, $600. And that's the same water that I'd recommend that you feed your pets, because pets are getting the same conditions than humans are too. Mm.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, because sadly, now that you mention it, we do give our dogs tap water right out of the tap. That's a crime, actually, now that I'm thinking about that.
Oh, Sean, don't beat yourself up too much. People don't realize this. Well, you mean a crime to feed your pets tap water, or that they're doing that to our water?
Yeah, both. Both, yeah. You know, I mean, they're dogs. So giving them tap water doesn't seem like a problem until you realize what's in it. And I know tap water's unhealthy, but yeah. And so we feed our animals tap water, and now I feel guilty about it. How about distilled water by the gallon at your local Target or Walmart? Is that a decent solution?
Good question. But first of all, ban Target.
Yeah, I know. Trans Target. I don't like Walmart either.
You know, you reverse the word Walmart and it's martial law backwards. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe not. of it's kind of weird. I don't like any of the mainstream corporate companies that were able to stay in business when we were all shut down. But, you know, let's just say your local grocery store, right? I'm not an advocate of that because they store in plastic. Right. And so a lot of my patients, I was working with my celebrity patient on Monday, and she's like, I got this deleterium water that was shipped to me from another country. But yet she had BPA high on her urinary test. And I said, well, what, I wonder where this BPA is coming from. So I started asking her all these questions. Of course, she's brushing her teeth with a plastic, you know, plastic bristles in your toothbrush. And that's getting right into your gums, going right into your bloodstream. Are you using a plastic loofah? Yes. I mean, there's so many places that we're exposed to plastic. And of course, in our food. So I'm not saying Chicken Little, everything's going to fall apart, but our bodies are, if we don't know where these things are coming from, we can't just detox them from the body. We also have to ask where they're coming from. And of course, the water that she's having in the country and I'm paying really high amount of money for is contained in plastic. And they'll say BPA free, but BPS is just as bad, if not worse. So yeah, I wouldn't recommend getting it from, you know, the containers have plastic in them. So you're adding insult to injury, because BPA could take thousands of years as well to biodegrade. And that is one of the main carcinogens and cancer causing agents that's causing a lot of cancer and autoimmune disease and weight gain, because any of these things that have, that are made from petroleum, thank you, Rockefeller, is actually growing things. So it's growing cysts and tumors and fat cells and ending up in our adipose tissue, making it very difficult to detox them and lose the weight that we want to. So it's a good question, Sean. Although until you get your own machine, which like I said, is like $600, you get it for the whole family, you make your money back in 6 months, but you can get them for $3 at the store, but it ends up adding up over time. People buy, use distilled water systems at home too for the generators and things, which is what we do. So, I mean, distilled water, you want one of those for your own home because of the multi-uses of it.
Okay. And let's talk about the bottled water hoax. What do you make of bottled water out there? I guess 33% by some estimates is just tap water. How about the stuff that says spring water? And how about this? I've always wondered about this Fiji water. The stuff is $21 a case at Costco. It's the most expensive water on the planet. And we're told it's the most healthful water on the planet. True? Let's talk about bottled water in general.
Yeah, great. We'll start with that one. Like you just said, is one third of tap water. Or one third of bottled water is tap water. And it's so expensive when you buy it at Costco. I mean, when I go to Costco, I just want to shake people and be like, you're being hoaxed. This is not healthy for you, because everybody takes their big old huge containers of water, puts it in their cart. And yet I'm looking at them going, do you realize that that's going to end up on your waistline? A lot of these people are my patients wanting to lose weight and they can't figure out why. So we need to stop this, because all these plastic water bottles end up in, you know, on the land. And we used to send it to China to be disposed of, but they're like, ah, we don't want your waste anymore. So they end up in the oceans. And these microplastics end up in not only the fish that we consume, but also sea salt, which are now basically microplastic seasonings. So it's really disgusting. The only time I ever drink water out of plastic bottles is if I don't have any and I'm on the road, but I still carry a huge gallon container of water in my car in a stainless steel bottle. And then this is me. You guys, I liked rainbows before the trans stole them from us. Okay. So this is stainless steel inside. And I don't ever drink from plastic containers because of what I've been seeing on patients' lab results and how much cancer I've seen and people who just can't lose weight. So I just say avoid it. Just get your own systems at home. There are things, like I mentioned, the Brita's, we have to make this a priority. We absolutely must make water a priority. 75% of Americans are chronically dehydrated. And then they're like, hey, Diane, what supplements do I take for detox? I'm like, well, let's look at your water intake first. And they go, oh, well, you know, I drink like maybe a bottle of water a day. And I'm like, what's it out of? And they say plastic. And they're like, I'm not that good at drinking water, but I do drink Gatorade or Smart Water. There is no real good water out there. The only water I would say, you guys, if you're out and about, you're at the grocery store, is called Mountain Valley. And it's in a glass bottle and it's in a green bottle. That's the only water I would touch. Other than that, I recommend having your own distillation system at home and then having the entire family and your pets drink from that.
All right. And you said the purification system you recommend is Pure. Is that P-U-R?
Yeah, P-U-R-E, water. So I'll give you all the links and everything later on so that you guys can go check out these systems. They're the ones I've been checking systems for a long time. In fact, you know, that you and I had done an interview with Dr. Todd Watts. He's the co-founder of Cellcore, and the other co-founder, Dr. Jay Davidson, his wife was dying, Sean. She was dying. They couldn't figure out what was going on with her. She was diagnosed with Lyme. They gave her all the antibiotics. They tried all the different water systems. They even had a Berkey. And someone said, hey, you might want to look into distilled water. And he's like, no. And he's a doctor. He's been trying all the things. And he said, no, I think we got that covered. And he switched to distilled water and his wife came back to life. And one of the reasons for that is that, first of all, calcium deposits will cause a lot of backups in the body, like I mentioned. And so the body then ends up getting high blood pressure and arterial blockages. And we're talking about people who are dying suddenly of the vaccine, but also, or the mask, the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. But I'm like, well, what about all the other things that are currently already happening in the body? So people who have gotten the jab maybe stand a better chance if they get these toxins out of the body as quickly as possible. And then getting the inorganic calcium out of the body. And then we also see that a lot of these things like cesium, you know, we've talked about that as well. Radioactive elements, the only type of system I've ever seen that clears things like cesium and other radioactive elements out of the body is distilled water. Other systems do not. So I think we all need to have a distilled system in our home, especially considering all the other toxins that are living inside of people that I wanted to share actually as part of my slides. So if you wanted to have a, if you want me to open that, I can share those as well.
Yeah, please go for it. And as we wrap up the conversation too, I know you have some special offers for folks if they want to participate in the Parasite Cleanse or the upcoming Warrior Cleanse. You've got a VIP group going. My wife and I belong to that. And then Core 4 supplements. So yeah, as we round out the conversation, you can drive here and tell people about any of that stuff as well.
Yeah, sure. I'll just round out this one with this specific slide here, which I'll go back from the water slide.
There we go.
Okay. So top five arsonists setting fires of inflammation to your body. This is something that people are constantly perplexed by whenever I have consultations with them. And this is the new medicine I want all doctors and leaders and patriots out there talking about. Five of them. And this is what we need to constantly detox from the body, which is why I recommend, there's a lot more where this came from. So I always say to everybody here, just join my VIP group for $7 to start, just so that you can get an idea for what we're talking about in there, because these are the things that are on the train tracks that could cause the train derailments. And these are the top five that I constantly see show up as toxic burden on patients' lab results. First of all, Sean, you talk about it so much, the bioweapon injections masquerading as vaccines. You know, we're still unsure about how these long-term things can show up in the body, the mRNA weapons, the spike proteins, and how we're seeing a lot of these athletes drop dead, dying suddenly, some of them, from the spike proteins that are then circulating around the body, and they increase their heart rate. So again, standing a better chance is to getting these other toxins out of the body so that there is not so much in the arteries that the body has to work harder to pump blood throughout the body. Oral toxins, this is a huge one, everybody. Root canals, silver fillings, cavitations, toxic implants. Working with a biological dentist is really important. You can find one at iaomt.org. The documentary, The Root Cause, indicated that 98% of women with breast cancer have had a root canal on the same side as the cancer. So it's vital to get these things out of the body. Root canals in your mouth is just as toxic and as fraud as these vaccines. These ADA dentists have been taught that root canals are the best way of treating dead tissue, but actually they're leaving dead tissue in the body, and it spreads because it's all connected. All of your body is connected. So when you have a root canal on one specific root of your tooth, it has a peripheral connection to things like your heart, your intestines, your liver, your brain. So when you get those things out, people start to retrieve a lot of their health and they can relieve a lot of the symptoms that they have. Breast implants and other silicone implants being used in multiple places. They're not just using breast implants in the breast anymore. They're using it in people's vocal cords so that they don't vibrate against each other. And a lot of the same material, it's all made of the same materials. And then fillers are considered medical devices, but no one's taught cosmetic fillers are Teflon or Teflon being used. They're considered permanent. So these are all things that block your detox pathways so that your body can ideally get these toxins out that maybe you've been spiked on by somebody, or maybe you yourself have had one of the COVID shots. So we want to give our body the best chance. And that's my role. I'm not going to be here talking about all the, you know, the sky's falling with the vaccines and what's happening, like you did with Dr. Ann on that episode, which was very, very shocking. Wow. but I want to give your guys' body the best chance at clearing these things out. The last one is mesh materials, and that's polypropylene. It's basically a plastic that they're using as permanent stitches, or people who are having mesh material put in for hernias. So many people don't know this before they have plastic put in them, that it is a plastic and then it does end up leaching throughout the body. So it's really important that we know that when these things are put in our body, they leak throughout the system. So there's a reason why I recommend four different things that we must stay on top of, so that our body has a good chance at having enough energy to clear them from the body, that the drainage pathways like your liver, your gallbladder, your kidneys are working hard to pump them out, because most people are stagnant. Over 80% of women over the age of 40 have stagnant bile flow. And that's basically the substrate their body uses to take the trash out. And if that's not working effectively and you can't flow waste out, it just like the ocean or a stagnant pond, these toxins end up staying in the body. And the majority of people today are sitting all day, and sitting has been the new smoking. It's considered a carcinogen today. That is how we get toxins out of the body, is with movement. So if you're not going to move, we've got to move them out somehow. And that's the solution that I have for everybody. But Sean, I wanted to see if you had any questions about that, because it's pretty staggering to see that all these things that they've been putting in us for a long time that are synthetic are actually contributing to our illnesses.
Well, I can tell you, I had no idea that fillers that women get, cosmetic fillers, contain Teflon. That's shocking. But it doesn't surprise me in a world upside down. Let me ask you about Core 4 supplements. So you know that I'm on BCATP, so is my wife. I take 2 tablets a day, every single day. Is that the right approach with BCATP? And what are the Core 4 supplements you recommend?
Yeah, so here's my advice on this, because when you talked with Dr. Anna and she, and I heard you about how staggering and shocking and scary the statistics are that we see a lot of the vaccinated blood in people who have not been vaccinated, the same kind of materials. And so she talked about doing EDTA chelation, right? And you had a question about that I wanted to address as well. Good. And the Core 4 is going to be kind of a what you can do about it, because not everybody can afford to, or not everybody can go to a doctor and do EDTA chelation. It goes after some really significant and very dense heavy metals to clear the body from some of these things that can contaminate the body and rid them of some of the vaccine or the bioweapon toxins, right? So you can do EDTA also at home with supplementation. These are the things we're talking about in my VIP group, because there are other things that you can do with supplements or other chelation protocols that you can do to start to bind to these toxins and clear them from the body. So I just didn't want people to feel defeated with that, which is why I put together, there's something called the Core 4. So that what you can take on a daily basis is, first and foremost, right now, most people are significantly exhausted. They think it's their hormones. They think it's aging. They think it's genes. Sure, it might be a little bit of aging, but if you're not sleeping well and you're stressed out all the time, which is the average person today, sure, you do need more mitochondria. 90% of your energy comes from your cells. That's that mitochondria. So BCATP is vital so that your body can have more of that. A lot of people say, God, is it normal to feel like I have ridiculous amounts of energy all day long when I take the BCATP? And I'm like, yes, it's very strong. So taking it twice a day is important. And everything that I teach in my VIP group, which you guys can join for $7 today, is the staples to get your body to make its own ATP. That's what I teach in the Warrior Cleanse, so that your cells can start operating and firing well again. And the reason that they're not is because we're so toxic. We have so many infections in the body that our body just can't keep up anymore. And most people have no idea that their immune systems are just on SOS level. The people that go to their doctor and they say, hey, I'm going to celebrate that my doctor just said that all my blood tests are normal. That is not a celebration. All they're looking for on those blood tests is, can we put you on a medication? That's all they're looking for. They're not looking for, unless some doctors who are a bit more awake are like, maybe you have some, low levels of certain vitamins that we can give you more of, but low levels of vitamin D, go outside and get some sun, or do some light therapy. Anyway, I digress. So the types of testing I want doctors to be using, and I want you as patients or smart consumers and patriots to be doing, is looking at lab testing. How toxic am I? What kind of toxins are in my body so that I can get them out of the body, and then reducing them in my environment? That's what I teach, in my Warrior Cleanse program, which you get for half off if you're part of the VIP group. So ATP production is important, that BCATP. So that's mitochondria. Mineralization. 98% of your hormones are made from minerals. You need minerals. And these minerals are very important for your beauty, energy, and immunity. Zinc is, you've heard of that, that's a mineral. And that's important for your immune system. That's important to make testosterone, to make progesterone, to make healthy hair, skin, et cetera. So minerals, mitochondria, that's the two M's. The next two is drainage and detoxification. So drainage is supporting your liver, supporting your gallbladder, supporting your bile flow and your colon and your lymphatic system, which detoxes toxins through the skin. Many people don't realize that a skin rash is not the skin's fault. You don't just cut up or get something from a doctor to slather on some petroleum-based crap to get rid of the skin rash. No, that's your body on SOS saying, we're toxic. We're trying to get toxins out through the skin. So we want to let it out. We want your body to sweat. We don't want to take Mitchum or inject your armpits with Botox so that it doesn't sweat. That's like saying, hey, no, I shouldn't poop because it's disgusting. Well, we got to get these out. So drainage, that's what I'm talking about here. Your body needs to drain. If it's not draining well, then you have weight gain, body pain, energy drain, broken brain, and the symptom train. So that is what I support in that core four is drainage, like your kidneys, your liver, like I mentioned. And the last one is detox. So it's two M's and two D's. That last one, detox, is having the right kind of fulvic and humic acids that is well known for binding to graphene oxide and pulling it out of the body. So it's adding minerals and taking away the bad stuff and ensuring that it has a place to go, and it has a place to go in the toilet, or has a place to go on your skin, or it has a place to go so it no longer stays within you, so that you could be like my patient, 30 plus symptoms gone. This is the kind of miracle stuff I'm talking about when you have the foundations laid. So Sean's code is SGT10, and we'll put the links below so that you guys can grab one of your core fours. We'll also put the links below so you guys can join the VIP group, because I have lots of people, lots of you guys that have joined, and I really enjoy meeting all of you. And you finally have a home where you could ask questions that are met with, yes, there's something going on. There's a reason why you've been diagnosed with the condition, and drugs are not the only answer.
I'll leave you guys with this. You want to talk about the juxtaposition of upside down world. Let's take the good and the bad. Here's the bad. The Biden administration concedes there's no evidence behind their recommendation for 6 annual COVID booster shots. Yes, this demon creature right here, Becerra, he had recommended that folks, if it's been longer than 2 months, you got to go and get your next dose right there in black and white. He said, if it's been over 2 months since your last dose, go out and get another shot. They call them a booster. You want to boost your immunity? Nope. You want to detract from your immunity and kill yourself? Go get what they call a booster. It's exactly the opposite of health. And the juxtaposition is this. You've got the demon creatures recommending people get a bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, or you can visit DianeKaiser.com and get some real health and real health-filled answers and a little bit of coaching along the way too, right, Diane?
Yeah, it's so refreshing being a doctor for those of you who, when you think you're going to a Western medicine doctor, you'd hope that they would give you some advice on diet and exercise or nutrition. They're not. They're just straight drug dealers, you guys. At some point, we just have to go, I'm done. I'm divorcing this. No more medications. When you realize that you don't need them because you're not pharmaceutical deficient, you are toxic and you're nutrient deplete. That's it. There's only one disease, toxicity, and then ensuing nutrient deficiency, because those toxins take the place of where those nutrients would get in. So when we clean those two out, we give your body the best chance to survive this next go round of whatever other BS virus that they're saying that is going to come out that we need a vaccine for right after. We know there's a lot more coming. We know they're going to keep doing the same thing over and over. They're going to make it rain demonic solutions. They're going to try to scare the heck out of the hell into all of us. But we're stronger than that now, right? We're more wise. It took me breast implants to wake up. And it took me realizing that Botox was the most toxic ingredient known to man that I was using for beauty. And it took me those things to almost die, literally dying to be beautiful, to realize this entire medical mafia system is corrupt. So if we're taking candy from these strangers, we're maybe not that much different from people who have been jabbed. I'd say that there is, but still it's coming from the same drug dealers, the same toxic people who don't care about our health. These doctors are not trained anything about nutrition. So it's really refreshing for people to go, now I can finally see why I'm sick. It's right there. It shows right there in my lab. I had no idea. And I've got veterans in there. I've got people in the military in there. It's so nice to meet so many of you. And I will continue to serve in a way that our Western medicine system has been failing you.
Well, I know people appreciate it, especially those who have reached out. And guys, I'll leave the links below. All of the links will be right below in the more info section. The code, coupon code is SGT10 if you want to take advantage of any of the offers linked below. And our guest is Ben, the one, the only Diane Kayser. Diane, it's always a pleasure to have you. You look great in pink, very lively and lovely today. So thanks for joining us. We appreciate you.
Thanks again, Sean. Thank you, everybody, for being here.
Absolutely. And guys, the links are below. I'll remind y'all every single day for free too. If you want to have the antidote to Fauci's lies, the FDA's lies, Pfizer lies, well, visit us directly, won't you? At thephaser.com, thelibertymill.com, and the antidote to corporate propaganda, sgtreport.com. May God truly bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
They want all of this to be tied to a QR code that, you know, they would enable you to be tracked and traced. And my concern, you know, I hold in my hand an old school vaccine passport. It has a little form in there to be filled out. This is part of Annex 6 in the existing international health regulations. And what they want more than anything is to take that and greatly expand it into a digital system so that, you know, each country could just make requirements, which would essentially turn this into a digital prison planet.